This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We head off to Amsterdam, where I suppose I've got to tread carefully, Prof. Dion, as the Afrikaans language celebrates 100 years, with a lot of influence coming from your side of the world into the way the language is enjoyed these days. Good morning.
Goedemorgen, Brad. Goedemorgen, Brad. Ja, toch. Afrikaans en het Nederlands is toch broeders en sisters. Echt waar. Echt waar.
What's getting me is that accent. That the year, it's just been a year and a bit, but that accent is on point, Prof. It's on point, Dion. You've got it down.
Well, I can tell you my yesterday I taught my first and fourth year classes in Dutch.
Yeah.
And the students don't think my accent is that good.
Yeah, maybe I'm not a good judge then.
They find it quite grappig.
Well, the fact that you're doing, I mean, you're lecturing in another language after only living there for a year. I mean, that's very impressive.
Well, of course, Brad, I did study in the Netherlands many years ago. So I had then already picked up, you know, some Dutch language skills. And of course, for the last year and a bit, I've been attending language classes,
that
which
helps.
Has been a very, very humbling, important journey, reminding me to be very patient with my own students because I've been a student now for the last while, and all of the pressures and problems that come with being a student.
Yeah, you're very humble nevertheless. I still think it's very impressive. Some people live overseas for years and all they can do is order a chicken drumstick. So you've done very well. You can be very proud of yourself. Dion, we are chatting around a big one. I've been waiting with anticipation for our time together today, because this is something that I think confuses very many people, being able to share a prophetic word. Then there are people who carry around the label that they are a prophet, and then there's the office of the prophet, and then there's 1 Corinthians 14 and telling us to earnestly desire the gift of prophecy. I think for many people, this is very confusing.
Brad, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the prophetic and prophets and prophecy today. And part of the reason I want to do this is because we're approaching Pentecost. And we really want to be, you know, sensitive to the fact, mindful of the fact that as Christians, Pentecost is not just a historical reality, something that happened in the past, that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, was poured out on people back then that we read about in the Bible, and they manifested these what are called of the Spirit then, but that today the church doesn't do that any longer. And I think it's important for us to recognize, you've heard me make this dad joke before, but because of Acts 2, because of Pentecost, we're all Pentecostals, you know, even the Catholics and the Reformed and the Methodists, all of us are living in the Holy Spirit and so in Pentecost. But prophecy is one of those gifts that I think is sometimes misunderstood and sometimes, sadly, even misused or abused. So you mentioned it, 1 Corinthians 14. Here Paul's writing to the church in Corinth, and in part he's trying to address some misunderstandings and even some hardships and conflicts that had arisen in that community because of the ways in which people were relating to one another. We know, for example, he writes about gender relations, about, you know, teaching and what makes the outsider who comes in feel welcome or unwelcome. And then in this particular section, he speaks a little bit about desiring the gifts. And of course, we know that Paul constantly emphasizes, as he does right here in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1, that the gift that every Christian should long for, should pray and ask God to bless them with, is the gift of love. So he starts this passage and says, pursue love. Now, think about that word pursue. That literally means, you know, go after it, look for it. If you see it moving ahead of you, chase after it. So seek after love. And here he's talking about, you know, a kind of love which has to do with with the establishment of the conditions of a loving environment. You know, if we were to think, what would a loving street look like? What would a home filled with love look like? That's what Paul is saying. As Christians, we should pursue it. And then within that framework, he says, earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. Mm-hmm. Now, that for me says very, very clearly that prophecy was not just something that happened way back then, but it is very much something that we should pursue today. And then he goes on to say, you know, the one who prays or speaks in tongues is speaking to God. And so that's about them. It edifies them because others don't really understand it unless there's an interpretation. But the one who prophesies, he says, is speaking to others. He's speaking to the society, to the community of the church. And so in doing so, he's building up both himself and that community. Now, remember, all of this is framed within this notion of what does it mean to live in love. Now, Brad, I've encountered over the years many prophets and different kinds of prophets. The first kind of prophet that I just want to touch on briefly is you know, the kinds of persons that I've often met at, you know, conferences or congresses, sometimes large church meetings. And, you know, particularly when I was working with my friend Graham Power, a very wealthy guy, very prominent guy, often these persons would come near and I could see this person I don't think is a true prophet, you know. Yes. And they would try and get to Graham through me. They would come and say, oh, Dion, the Lord has shown me that you are highly favored and that you are blessed of God and he wants to prosper you and bless you. And the reason I knew that that was not a true prophet was because what they were doing was not telling the truth. You know, if the Lord was to give a prophecy about Dion Foster, he would do it in the true prophets of the Old Testament, the Tanakh do it. Those prophets would come and say, hey, Dion, I'm sorry to be the one who has to tell you some hard truths in love, but the Lord has shown me that, you know, you need to get this right in your life and you need to be more focused on that. And if you continue to live in this way or lack faith in that way, it's not going to go well with you. So that's the first thing that I want to say. We need to recognize that the purpose of the prophet can be understood in relation to what we see in the Hebrew scriptures, Micah, Isaiah, you know, Amos. These were persons who spoke to both the rulers of the land, the judges, those who decided on what was just and right, and also the priests. The second kind of prophet, of course, that we get, and this is where it's sometimes confused with people who have a vision or a word of knowledge or some kind of insight. These kinds of persons often are a little bit more personal, and they're not, you know, predicting the future. The work of the prophet was always to listen for the voice of God and say, thus saith the Lord. Now, if I can just wrap it up here, Brad, and say, you know, in that sense, I think we still need prophets today. We need wives who can say to their husbands, thus saith the Lord. We need fathers who can say to their children, thus saith the Lord. We need teachers who, in a subtle way, sometimes translated, not quite in religious language, can say to their students, if you live in this way, it will go well with you. People who can listen for the voice of God and who can translate that into society so that the society is structured more according to the principle and will of God so that they will be blessed and God will be honored. So, Brad, my encouragement today for myself is to say, you know, and my challenge is to say, am I close enough to God, his word, spending enough time in prayer so that I really know the voice of God for the issues that are happening around me? And do I have the boldness to be able to say, when I see something is wrong, to go to the person and in love to say, that's not a good thing. God would not approve of that. We need to change this so that God can be honored and people can be blessed. I think that is the work of a prophet today.
Wow, that's very powerful. So now what do we do, Dion, with all of these people walking around carrying this label? It's like their title. What do we make of all of this now? Do we just listen carefully and then we go to the word and test it there? Is that the practical thing to do?
Well, I think, you know, there are very definitely persons who have the gift of prophecy, you know, the particular gift of prophecy. So, you know, we know, for example, that throughout history, you know, that are gifted sometimes for a specific task, and some persons are given the gift, like the gift of healing, for example. Mm. God sets them aside to fulfill that function. So there are persons, I think, who are gifted as prophets. But we always need to, I think, discern, and that requires two things, exactly what you've said, a very careful understanding of what the scriptures say. The simplest way I do this is I often say to my students, you know, when you listen to what someone says, if Jesus was standing next to you, would he say amen to that? Does that represent the values, the commitments that we read of the character and person and ministry of Christ in the Bible? If Jesus wouldn't say amen to it, if it is about hatred, division, xenophobia, racism, sexism, destruction, I don't think Jesus would say amen to those kinds of prophets and prophecies. And those we can you know, that's doesn't bear the character of the gospel of Christ. Yeah. But the other thing we can do is also watch history. So reading the word, but also discerning the world, and to see, you know, has this person got something of a track record that we've seen that God has done the thing that they have spoken about? And there we can evaluate and judge whether the Spirit of God rests upon someone to use them in that way or not.
You've certainly given us a lot to ponder over, a lot to think about, and how to tread more carefully and with greater wisdom out in this world. We don't always know what people's real reason and their motives actually are, but we've certainly got a measuring stick for sure. Dion, thank you. We appreciate your time so much. Thanks for your expertise, your wisdom, and just your time. May you have a wonderful day out there as spring is springing there in Cape Town. We don't know what's going on. We're just happy to be here. That's about it.
Thanks, Brad. Well, listen, blessings to you and to our listeners, and enjoy the beautiful day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.